Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 35. Brooklyn's not so fine. They're retarded.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Otic.
This is Anvil.
And Anvil almost died again.
Thank you. For you people, I do go to extreme measures, you know, to report to you guys.
Bullshit.
What was it? Like a brown spider bite?
A brown recluse spider bit me on my arm.
No, he didn't. He didn't bite you. He made love. He made sweet, sweet love to your
fuck
fucking
you.
Arm.
Yeah, yo. Did it lay eggs in him?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you. That was a venom sack.
Yeah, venom sack.
Dude, the males are the only ones that bite or have venom.
Right. What are you, Mr. National Geographic now?
Dude, when you're told by a doctor you're bit by something, you look it up.
Bullshit.
It's called Google.
Yes, okay. Google it. That's what it did to your arm.
Actually, I didn't go to I didn't go to Google. I went to Bing. Bing.com.
Bing.
I like Bing better than
no
Google.
Product placement.
But no. What does Bing Crosby's official website have to do with brown spiders?
Well, didn't you know that Bing Crosby sings your diagnosis? Hey, if you're told you're dying by Bing Crosby singing it, you don't feel as depressed.
That's nuts. Wow.
And also, ladies, us bastards have a bit of a tip for if you're throwing a baby shower. Do not invite the guys and even expect them to buy the gifts.
Alright, the other thing I have to state is if you're a woman and you work at the motherfucking Babies R Us, don't fucking patronize us by saying, oh no, guys being at the last minute shopping. If there's a last minute shopping, we wouldn't be doing it 24 hours in advance.
More than 24
cunt.
Hours. Alright, so what they're talking about is Anvil's little brother, Juggernaut.
Dumb fuck.
Is going to be a dad.
Dumb fuck.
And he's also engaged.
Shithead.
Hey. You know what, he's in love. Let him be. Well, tomorrow, being, you know, Sunday the 7th. Okay. Sunday the 7th, you know, they have a baby shower, and, you know.
And you're not all invited.
I'm the godfather, I'm very proud to say, and the best man at the
wedding. I'm saying a thought, maybe we can find two people to take their places.
If we can get body lookalikes. Wait, this won't be up until after the baby shower.
Right, crap. Whoopsie.
Okay, if we can get two body lookalikes for the wedding, you guys can go and me and him will go get drunk.
Yeah. meet up with our favorite friend, Jackie.
And also, ladies, for those that are throwing the baby shower and whatnot, please don't be greedy and make a list that's almost 12 pages long.
Well, I mean, that's actually usually how you do it, though.
Yeah, but, dude, seriously, when we were at the fucking thing, when you saw the other people when they had, even that woman with the 6 didn't come out as much as you.
Well, Jordan is.
They leveled a fucking forest.
We'll see.
The rainforest is suffering just because. Yeah.
Well, what they did was instead of sitting there picking one of an object, they picked multiple so people could choose through, you know, be like, okay, well, they need a crib. These are the kinds that they liked.
Instead of saying, make sure it doesn't collapse.
But so saying, yeah. I only want one kind. They gave multiple options.
I would have bought that kid a cage, but I don't know how rabid he's going to be when he comes out.
Fuck it, just buy him a giant Winnie the Pooh doll and just call it a day.
That's what I wanted to do, but no, that could true. It says it. Fucking what? It says, like, first time friggin' Pooh Bear. Who gives a shit? It'd sit in the room and be, like, big and comfortable thing when yeah. he finally gets to grow and walk around and crawl.
It'd be useful as its another pillow, okay?
But now you officially got something that this child will actually use.
Bullshit. The parents will. The child will be like, dude, I'm gonna punch you in the face or headbutt you.
And we can laugh when they do it. And you can say, hey, that big punch in the face because I gave you the gift to so they can do it.
Dude, this the freaking harness that it has like a 3-point harness set up on it. It looks like it's like a fucking military tack gear.
Actually, that's what I thought it was.
Also, what the fuck with some of these creations that have come out for the past couple of years for babies?
Oh, please. Wait, I found it. I get to throw this one out.
No, I pointed out. I was like, yeah, oh my god. It. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Okay, so when you're changing your baby, apparently, after you take off the diaper, they have a thing that looks like a cloth cup that you put over the genitals so they can't pee all over the place. Where did this come from? And then they charge $10 for it.
They call it the wee-wee cover.
Yes, the wee-wee cover.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I know, but still.
Dude, changing diapers is not fun.
Dude, I got god kids, I know.
I have nephews, I know.
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, your nephew is in high school and still needs his diaper changed.
Yeah, no, it's really bad.
Yeah, he's a bit of a...
No.
Hey, we'll get to that later.
Back when he was younger. Well, not him so much. I had it for Cameron, the little one, yeah.
Camcorder.
Yeah, the camcorder. The Cam Neely of all Cam Neelys. Oh, not again. You fucker. Anyways.
But, yeah. So, ladies, don't expect too much when it comes to guys buying something for a baby shower.
Unless they're metrosexual.
Or you're like us and you just call up and say, listen, what do you want?
Yeah.
Exactly. We're in the store, you have 1 minute.
See, that's the whole thing about it.
It's like, she go like, yeah, Kronk want this. Kronk want that.
Yeah.
Kronk, you get that.
Exactly.
You get this.
It's more like...
Everybody happy.
God damn it. I mean, don't go all Eric Cartman about it going, yes, for my birthday, you're going to buy me this, this, and this. No. What we're going to do is we'll call you and be like, all right, do you know something that specifically nobody else is buying that we could just buy and be done with it?
Well, I think when it comes to baby showers, you should have two lists. The woman's list and the guy's list. The guy's consists of alcohol, so they can be drunk for the entire 18 years. And the woman's list of gifts. That's just my opinion.
If your brother comes up with another kid within the next 3 years, I'm going to fucking cut it off.
You!
I will personally do it with a fucking
I'll hold him down, dude. I'll hold him down.
And I'll videotape it and post it on YouTube.
I mean, I love my brother to death, don't get me wrong. But isn't it supposed to be the older brother that has the kid first and gets married?
Yep, pretty much. That's the code of man.
I mean, I know I've come close to getting married. I know.
Stupid. Fuck.
Hey, I didn't do it.
He had to change.
Now, for the lack of a better term, retard.
Listen, you're a retard, and so aren't you, Duck, for agreeing with him.
No.
And you know what? Do you know who the biggest retards in the world are? Yankee fans?
Yankee fans.
That's right, Yankee fans are retards.
Yankee fans and certain cast members from Friends.
Yeah, oh. And the entire Canadian National Hockey Team.
No, just the one that looks like we could beat up and take his lunch money from.
Sad part is, he's got one of the fastest slap shots in the world.
Yeah.
Just don't get near him, a stick, or anything.
Where do you think he learned how to do that? He had to get away from the bully somehow.
Well, I just thought he was used to having a stick hitting balls.
Oh.
No, I like Sidney Crosby. I'm just kidding. He's one of the best hockey players in the world.
You mean he's banging balls beat from behind? That's wrong.
Nice town.
Yikes. Alright, let's get this shit started.
Well, no, you should have seen the look on his face when he, you know, bought the last prostitute and realized that, well, they were both equipped the same way.
Dude, look like a lady.
Okay. Now let's get this started.
Great, now that Lou Reed song is playing in my head.
It looks like a lady.
No. No, that's Hey Babe. Take a walk on the wild side.
But still singing.
Okay. Let's talk about some video games and blew on and got the chime. Not one.
Not two.
But three video games.
What's my games again? I got even to try another one actually too, so it should be about four now. Because I've lost count, and I don't have a life anymore, especially work and all that other fun. Oh, crap, I forgot I did Darksiders. Darksiders was freaking long as hell. I definitely have to say that I was actually happy with the demo. It was very long, and it was worth it.
You were telling me. You was like, I'm an hour into this.
I didn't even get to finish it. It actually took me an hour and a half, and I didn't even finish the game because I kind of was just, like, feeling crappy. I didn't have food in my system, and I was just like, okay, I've got to crash. But definitely, it is one of those games, it's kind of set up like Jack Black's game there, what is it called?
Brutal Legend.
Yeah, Brutal Legend, where you have the character run around, and the camera swings around them in a kind of 360-degree fashion. I did like how the camera worked. Sometimes the controls were a little janky because of the fact when I was trying to jump over a lava pit and do its little special demon wing floating thing, it fucking, I'd end up jumping into the fucking lava. It was kind of a motherfucker on that part, but it was good. It's a good game all around. I say two thumbs up right off the bat. Definitely probably worth it to buy it. I believe it's in stores now. So
yeah, it's been out since like late December. No, late January.
Yeah, but of course they go and put it out. Fucking, they put the demo up like after the fact. The game gets put out.
Yeah,
it's so fucking annoying. Let's see, Just Cause 2. Dude, I think I got more than this.
You think?
Did I do I didn't do it last week because I just got it this week. The Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah.
And the Nitro Bike.
That's right.
I got that. Yeah, so I got like five games to review here.
Woohoo!
Anyways, shit, I gotta write some fucking articles. It's getting really bad. It's midterms of college and it's just fucking killing me.
Spring break's coming up, so maybe you can work on some stuff right
there. There is no such thing as spring break. It's either work or college. Let's see. With this whole setup, it's Just Cause 2. I just got to play this last night at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. And
loser.
Fuck you, buddy! Hey, fuck you! Anyways, Just Cause 2 kind of gives me the feel of Mercenaries 2 and Rockstar's games, Grand Theft Auto.
Woohoo! Grand Theft Auto!
Dude, you just say that because you know Grand Theft Auto.
I've beaten four of them, okay?
But Just Cause 2 has more of, like, the actor or the voice actor sounding like a bad version of Scarface, Tony Montana.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying in that sense. But I can't really tell if this is done in a Cuban-based revolutionary setup or another, like, South American. I can't remember.
It's Cuban because there's, like, the star in the logo.
Well, yeah, but that can be used in a lot of countries. It doesn't matter. I think it's awesome because of the fact that I was able to base jump it basically off everything and just use the use my parachute to get around. I think that is like the sickest thing because the fact is that I was trying to do a lot of the walking and I was just like, this is getting boring. But a lot of the stuff is pretty badass because what you can do is when you're like driving in a car, you can actually hop on top of the hood and start shooting at everybody while it's moving and then hop off and roll and let it smash into a building. I was like, holy shit, that's badass. A lot of the things was I was having an issue with like some of the gun movements and how you're trying to like move it around. Like you have to click in on it to zoom in for the kills, so it makes it a little bit easier. Sometimes it doesn't give you the actual pass of where you should be blowing shit up. It just gives you the general vicinity, and then whatever has that red star logo on it, then you blow it up. Like, they'll have water towers, they'll have gas stations, they'll have just buildings and other little, like, comm centers and stuff like that you gotta blow up in that general vicinity. And it has a percentage on how much you've completed. Mm-hmm. And then once you get past a certain amount of percent, then you can move on to the next places. And this demo gives you a timer, but if you go and work on stuff and you're doing a good job, it will actually give you extra time. So it's... In a time base, it like gave me 15 minutes, but I actually was able to earn up more. So I kind of stayed around about 14 to 13 minutes And I didn't really get to play more because it was just like I got to the point where I wanted to fall asleep. But it was having really, I was having a ton of fun with this game. All right, but yeah, definitely two thumbs up for that one. It's definitely a good game. You should, or at least try out the demo before you go and, you know, buy the game or wait until it gets a little bit down in price if you want to. MotoGP 09/10. Because they couldn't figure out, they couldn't put out the 09, so they had, and they couldn't put out the 10. And I have 07 and 08. So, I guess they basically got lazy and put out his 09 or in 2010. But they definitely did some really great improvements on this setup. The one that really kind of was the thing that has been getting on some on my nerves about these racing games now is that they do this, like, the line. They do your, like, the better ways to actually ride the courses and stuff like that. Because they have, you know, like, if you ever watch how they race, a lot of them race the same path. But with this one, it was actually smoother, and it was great how they did that whole setup with the actual racing. And I found out how to make myself go faster because you're able to actually crouch in on the bike, mm-hmm. which I don't remember being able to do that on the other games. But I might be just retarded that way. An emphasis on the retarded. But this whole thing the graphics are just gorgeous. I love the graphics on this racing game. It seems like really smooth. Everything runs really smooth, and especially when you're racing, they just do a great job. Definitely have to try this one out. And the one thing I have to say is like they have to get away from that Need for Speed shift or shit, or as I called it, and the Forza 3 setup, because I just don't like the idea. Most people should know how to actually do their racing pass if they're into racing. Yet again, another race game that I kind of have to say, because I've just lately it's just been racing. Yeah. I mean, besides the Mario Kart that I finally got for the Wii, I got Speed Racer. Yeah, I know. Don't judge me, you fuckers. Shut up, Anvil. Anyways, with that whole setup, this game is pretty good. I have to give it only one thumb up. Racing's good. Racing is really good. But the problem that I have is with the blur effects. Like, it seems like there's too much blur. I know the graphics are fucking not that great. It's Wii, but what do you expect? I can't expect anything better. I definitely have to say, when you do the tutorial on it, it's kind of fucking annoying. Because it feels like the interaction between the main character and what's her name?
Trixie.
Yeah, Trixie. It seems a little off. And also, it doesn't sound like they used the voice character of what's her name from the actual movie, but they
Christina Ricci.
They didn't. Yeah, they used Christina Ricci, but they didn't use the main,
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah, they didn't use him. He's my IMDb on like wheels. Anyways, one thumb up for that. Did I give the thumbs up on the thumbs up on the MotoGP? Just to go back.
Yeah.
And for the fifth one, I have to say for Nitro bikes, no wonder why it was worth so cheap. Just because the graphics were absolutely horrible.
Were they like PlayStation graphics?
Even worse.
It was Sega Genesis?
It was like playing Jet Moto 3 on like crack. And I mean, not it, like just horrible. It was just fucking horrible. I can't explain how horrible it is, because if you saw it yourself, you would want to puke. Like, the graphics, when you're driving the bike and everything like that, I mean, it's got a great idea. It's just horrible graphics, and also the actual control, when you're trying to operate the control with the movements and everything like that, you can't do a damn fucking thing. When you're taking a turn, you're trying to even use the brake. Yeah, you'll turn fine when you're using the brake, but it'll slam you right into a wall in 2 seconds. I could not win a race because of it. It was horrible. So, two thumbs way the fuck down to that game.
So just take a giant crap all over it.
Yeah, basically. Toss it in the toilet and flush it down. It's just horrible. Hell, I bet if I brought that back to GameStop, they'd give me 50 cents for it. I mean, even though I know when we did the whole return thing with,
Manhunt.
That was like a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be 50 cents.
No, what's going to happen is you're going to walk in and say, I want to sell this.
Just sit here and laugh. And you bought that game?
And then they'll charge you for wasting their time.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll be like, you know what, you're going to have to pay us $5. What do you mean? Yeah, that game is worth negative like $10 and you just wasted our time. So we're just giving you negative $5 just because of the fact.
Dude, they just feel a little bit bad about
you. Trying to be nice to you. I'd be like, fuck you, try to stop me from walking out of the store right now.
Turn around and mall security's there, and then they charge you $20 because they had a look at the game when they came to see you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, sir, are you trying to steal that? No, I tried to return it, and they made fun of me. Fuck you.
It's like, sir, let's see the game.
And then they put you in the police car, and then they charge you for gas.
And they're all... And, you know, as you're driving, the SWAT team's driving by pointing a laugh. Ha ha, that loser bought that game.
Like, and then the SWAT team charges him for that because they wasted government funding just because they were standing around.
Yeah. And then he goes to court and the judge laughs at him and sentences him to death for being stupid enough to buy it.
Yeah.
And when it's time to die, everybody points and laughs at him.
It's death by retardation. but anyways, I have
that
to say...
That is retarded, though.
Yeah, it is retarded. But like, more or less, it had. I thought it was a good concept of a game, but it... And it felt like bringing me back to the Jet Moto, but... It was horrible.
Now, how retarded is, like, regular retarded or Andy Dick retarded?
I think there's a surpassing of that one.
I have a good system for that one. Date movie / epic movie / disaster movie retarded.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, it's pretty close to it.
They have another one of those coming out.
Yeah, it's gonna be total shit.
No, actually, I heard it's from the guys that originally did Scary Movie.
All right. Yeah, now, the one I'm wondering about is the one that was done before that. Shriek, if you know what happened on Friday the 13th. Those motherfuckers originated with that.
Well, actually, there's one before that.
The one before that?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Don't Get Crunk While Drinking Your Juice.
No, that was Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Thank you. That's the original. The new one's like... The 41-year-old virgin, something, something. So it sounds like it could be hilarious just by having the whole 41-year-old virgin.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
On to sports.
Yeah, on to sports.
Sorry, I was thinking about the 41-year-old virgin.
Sports!
Sports.
Okay, well, this week in sports, Blue attempted to throw a cover and realized he needs Tommy John surgery.
Oh. Hurry up, Nenya's coming right behind you.
Oh, fuck you.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm a shank.
I'm going to ask her for her to walk through the front door and be like, oh yeah, Bruins! Woohoo!
I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Boobies!
I'm going to tell everybody out there, when I kill the duck, it's premeditated. Charge it with first degree. I will do life without the possibility of parole. Actually, you know what? Let me kidnap you. Drive to New Hampshire and kill you there so they can kill me on federal charges. It's worth it.
I'll see you on the other side, bitch.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about this. It's Anvil. He is a prison. What?
Bitch.
Maybe the prison bitch?
Yeah, you be the prison bitch.
I know what.
Bitch could handle you.
Yeah, oh, you be his horse.
Mom?
Oh, yeah, my mom could handle you.
Fuck you all. Alright.
Netta can handle you.
Oh!
Nah.
All she has to do is sit on you.
Nah. That's what she does. She sits on you. Sits on you. Sits on you.
I'll just point to the other side and say there's a single man. She'll turn, woo, and I'll deck her.
Oh.
Because we all know she'll actually doesn't have to be single.
Oh.
Oh, oh. Okay.
All right, get to the fucking sports already.
So, the Bruins came back from Olympic break and they lost one.
Fucked up on that one.
But
yeah.
Then, you know, we have a couple good wins, two in a row. Tim Thomas doing very good in the net. Tim Thomas. Thank you. I just had to sing.
Timmy!
The Celtics, they're on another winning streak again after losing to the New Jersey Nets.
After having that, like, fucking little bit of a losing streak. What was it, like, three losses in a row
something
or something
like,
shit
that.
Like that?
But we did pick up veteran swingman Michael Finley from the San Antonio Spurs. He has to be released because he's 37 years old, wants to try to win a championship. A few teams pursued him. One of them was the Lakers, and he decided to come to us. Let's go Finley.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have to deal with winning the friggin' thing or otherwise dealing with Kobe Bryant running into the fucking locker room crying like a little bitch.
I mean, my outlook is... All right, this dude's name is Michael Finley.
Hi, the Finley.
Shut up. It's a true Irish name, but it's not white.
So what?
So what?
I'm just saying.
Haven't you ever heard of Black Irish Coffee?
Oh!
Shut up!
No, so, I came from a Frenchman.
No, they made that joke on SportsCenter. They said he's the darkest Irishman they've ever met.
Hi, motherfuckers.
But he has no Irish in him.
Ah.
Oh. But
except for his wife.
Oh! Wait, he took his wife's last name?
No.
That's a man right there.
Hey, the Celtics promised me a...
Shut up, I will shoot you!
I'm fucking the lucky dog.
Excuse me, everybody, I'm just gonna kill him now.
If there's a man that could take a woman's last name, that's a guy right there.
Jack White.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, he did.
Didn't you? Isn't that why your last name's now Garcia?
Oh, fuck you.
I'm sorry. Garcia Melendez Rodriguez.
No, Pedro, no.
Diaz. Okay. So, free agency started at midnight yesterday. And already, huge moves.
Sluts.
Knowing the Patriots were looking for Julius Peppers, he signed with the Bears.
Douchebag!
Fuck you.
No, not you. Douchebag.
He doesn't have to. He can go wherever he wants, and they offered him a shit ton of money. He's making, over the next 5 years, he'll make almost $100 million.
But the Patriots.
I know.
Well, the Patriots are allergic to Peppers, so that'll help out.
And not how good he is.
I'd rather suffer that fucking coma.
Yes. All right. So then Anquan Boldin got traded from St. Louis Cardinals.
Say that name again.
Anquan Boldin.
That's a fucking weird name.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a lot harder in sports.
Yes, we know.
I'll jump to that in a minute.
We have to think of that NASCAR racer whose name is Mook.
Fuck you! Samari Roll is now a New York Giant. Carlos Dansby is now a Miami Dolphin. But the Patriots did make a little bit of a move. They didn't acquire anybody new, but they re-signed guard Stephen Neal, linebacker Tully Bantakane, and yes, they give a 5-year contract to all-pro nose tackle Vince Wilfork, keeping him here forever, keeping him and his wife Bianca happy, and when they're happy, we're happy. Because Vince Wilfork is a beast. From the East. That's right. That works. And if you want to talk about hard names in sports, try Jared Saltalamacchia, TJ Hushmanzada.
TJ Hushmanzada.
Fuck you.
Oh! I don't know if I said it right.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Yes, fuck you. Retard. Retard. And, retard! Okay, I'm done.
Oh, not again.
Merry Christmas. What else is there going on in sports today, ladies and gentlemen? Does anybody know?
Spring training.
Thank you, my friend, thank you. So, spring training started, and the Red Sox have already started games. Two young guys looking really good right out the chute, trying to make the roster.
The poop shoot.
First day of play, we had two games, one against Northeastern University, one against Boston College. We beat Boston College by a score of 6-1, and we beat Northeastern by a score of 15-0.
Fuck, that's beautiful. Couch.
But then again, these are just college kids.
Yes, but it's, you know, our way of giving back a little bit. Ortiz did hit a 2-run homer off Northeastern, too.
But it really wasn't helping when the other Red Sox players were beating the other people with the baseball bats.
Yeah, but what it is, you're not playing the full Red Sox squad. It's split up into two teams, and a lot of the guys just trying to make the team. Guys who skipped college or who, you know, were in college are playing. So, I mean, it goes both ways. Now, today we played a split game, too. We won one, lost one. We beat Minnesota, but we lost to Tampa Bay. Doesn't matter. This is only spring training.
They lost 4-6 to Tampa Bay, but yet they won. Hold on, I'm sorry. I lost the second one.
It's okay. Let me
you
jump
bastards.
On. But John Lackey went out, and he pitched a flawless, you know, part to his game.
Oh, they won 3-9. Holy shit.
Yes. Thank you. 9-3.
Well, that's because the Minnesota Twins suck.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, John Lackey, you know, he's really solidifying our pitching. Makes me very happy because, you know what? I'm a baseball fan. I'm a football fan. I'm a hockey fan. I'm a basketball fan. I love my sports. Give me sports 24/7. If I could live in a place where there's nothing but pure sports, I would do it. And I want real sports, not fake sports, not hockey. I mean, fuck!
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh! I hear Nenya coming. coming. I think she just heard you just go.
Thank you. At least somebody actually caught on to what I was doing. Thank you. I need to piss Ninja off for a minute.
You mean like curling?
No, I need to piss Ninja off for a second.
No, I mean like real sports.
Yes. Curling doesn't count, but in some countries they call that hockey. Thank you. She mentioned that during the Olympics.
Paintball's a sport, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Paintball is a sport.
So is skateboarding.
But golf isn't.
It should be Olympics.
Golf or tennis? No, fuck those. Give me snowboarding. Because that's, you know, just pure
fun.
Just
like our friend that's on the front cover of the Rolling Stone magazine.
That's right, Sean White, which is our friend Blue's best friend.
I hate you guys.
Fuck
because, you know,
you.
When the red flying tomato and blue come together, they make a great American tradition.
Thank you.
You're gonna fucking die.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we do it. So, you know what? I really got into the Olympics this year and I watched it quite a bit. You know, I used to say skiing sucks, but watching how fast some of these people go down a hill.
Oh, you just think that girl was hot.
Actually, I'm talking about when I was watching Bodie Miller. When he won that gold, he looked flawless.
You love watching Bodie Miller go down the hill really fast.
But I'm sorry, watching, you know, Lindsey Vonn roll down the hill in that tight ass. Mmm. Delicious.
You got a great ass.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we've got our heads right up it.
And then, I also got to watch some other good sports like 2, 3, and 4-man bobsled. The skeleton, which is, oh my god, beautiful and dangerous. I love
all at the same
and
time.
And you know, we highly recommend playing the Benny Hill theme while they're doing that because it just adds a little bit of fun to
just
it.
Just as long as they don't go fucking hitting a pole at 90 miles per hour.
Ooh, the losers, thank you.
Wait, the losers are the losers?
The losers, but there's one thing. The only losers are from Jordan. Smack! Because what? I watched that tape 100 times. That dude got nervous, overcompensated, and flew himself off. But you know what?
I thought it was from Georgia. You said Jordan.
I said Georgia.
Okay. I said Jordan.
Fuck you. Jordan's the same thing. I don't give a crap. I don't live there.
But it's more a desert type area. Never mind.
Shut up. I'm trying to be on a roll here.
Yes, mister. I walk around the room and look like I'm trying to rap at the same time.
Yo, your mama.
Oh, thanks.
Peace to your mom.
Hey, they got the ESPN in Espanol on my phone. Holy crap, it's
all. Hey, let's
ESPN
going.
Ocho.
The Ocho.
Yes, it does. So, I actually, getting over to paintball for a minute, I was watching some of the paintball championship this weekend. Fantastic.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, one of those really weird
fucking
channels.
Fucking missed it. Goddamn work in college.
Yes.
Fuck. Was it like that, how's beer commercial?
How's the Dynasty team doing?
Dynasty's already out of it.
Oh, really? Wow, they're fucking up.
The captain actually was in a car accident, wasn't there, so they actually had to play with a new guy, and without the captain, they weren't a team.
What team was looking
for? So it was the captain without his... Well, it was Tennille without his captain.
Yes. Yeah. The Cobras from Jersey were looking really good.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they came out about 2 years ago, but let's see what happens, right? Okay. Now, I want to move back into spring training for a minute. Because opening day is, you know, less than a month away.
April.
Yes.
April 4th. Put mark that on your calendar, everybody. The Red Sox will be playing the Yankees at Fenway Park.
Opening day
will be against the New York Yankees. Fuck the Yankees. Thank you. You will hear me say that until after we beat them. Fuck the Yankees. Yankees are retarded.
Yeah.
And yes, being from Boston, retarded is the only time that you'll actually hear it pronounced that R. Because, you know, saying retarded, you know, this makes it sound retarded. Come on. All right, let's move on.
Okay. Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies. Okay, movies sound good. Let's go.
we just came back from seeing the new one from the director of Training Day,
Brooklyn's Finest, because we didn't want to feel like we were tripping balls. On
you two didn't. I want to see Alice in Wonderland. I've talked to Nanny
and he wants to trip balls.
He wants to trip balls.
Yeah, trip them.
I can't. I'm not over 70 years old.
All right.
Ooh. Okay, well, weren't you describing this? Come on.
Yeah, well, it has Richard Gere. He's retiring from in a week, and he's training a couple new guys, and he's... Well, the new trainees are kind of fucking up.
Well,
And then you got Don Cheadle, who's doing undercover work.
Who is this director?
Don Cheadle.
Oh, the director.
The dude who did Training Day.
What's his name?
I don't fucking know.
It's Antoine Fuqua.
I didn't write it down.
See? It's Antoine Fuqua. And being French, you should have been able to say that name easier than me.
Antoine Fuqua.
See? It sounds better coming from his mouth, not an Irishman. Okay, continue.
And then meanwhile, while Don Cheadle is doing undercover work, there's this guy, Sal, played by Ethan Hawke, who is trying to get as much money as possible to buy a house for his wife and, like, four kids that'll soon be six kids.
No. He had two little daughters, two boys, the older girl, so...
It would have been
seven.
He would have been like, yeah, seven kids.
Yeah.
He would, five kids, and two more were on the way.
Yeah.
So it was from his point of view, it was more or less trying to get the money for the house because the people that were keeping this house off the market so he could buy it, you know, but it didn't seem like it was fair because no matter what he did, he wasn't making enough money no matter what and how many times he wanted to take some cash.
Right.
You know, his ethics still came into effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, and then you feel bad for Richard Gere because he's like the one only good, true good cop in this whole thing.
Well, no, I felt that Don Cheadle's character was kind of a good cop, but in the sense that...
But then he snapped.
He's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, he was a victim of circumstance. He was getting fucked in the ass by both sides.
You know what, let's say in real police terms... Exigent circumstances.
Yeah, exigent circumstances, because of the fact that he was getting fucked from both sides. It's in the sense that he's doing all the undercover work, and he's seeing from their side of how they have to deal with stuff, but then on the other side, he's just like, dude, I want to get the fuck out of this because I want my life back.
And they want to set up another character who Don Cheadle's character owes his life to.
Yeah, basically. Yes.
So he has trouble doing it. He's trying to help him out.
The Kaz, played by Wesley Snipes.
Yes. Whose real name is Casanova Phillips.
Yes.
And basically he feels like he owes him his life, which technically he does. And 2 years undercover can really fuck with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in this kind of world.
But yeah, like this part, you know, Ethan Hawke... Well, actually, lately, I don't know. Ethan Hawke has been playing the really fucked up characters. Like, this character, he was really fucked up. Yeah, like, but... you remember how he was going into that, like, the second to last raid? He's like, when they showed him driving, he, like, bloodshot eyes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I like this character for Ethan Hawke. I think he pulls him off well.
I thought he was okay, but for the storyline part of this whole script, I felt it was the weakest part of the movie, was his story.
The whole movie wouldn't have come together without him.
Understandable.
Truthfully, I think Ethan Hawke plays a real badass vice cop. You know, he was good in Training Day. Nobody will ever deny that.
No. Can't deny that.
He was good in Assault on Precinct 13.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of my favorite movies he ever did.
Yeah.
Him with Lawrence Fishburne.
Even though a lot of people don't like that movie for some reason.
They don't want to take the time to actually get to understand it.
Well, yeah, I mean, not a lot of people understand the whole cop thing.
Oh, Brian Dennehy.
As my sense with me, it's like I'm a criminal justice major, and I can acknowledge a lot of this stuff because they gave you it from three points of view. Mm-hmm. And it's not that with the King here saying that, oh, yeah, it's not, you couldn't get into it. It's more or less... That's what's going on with a lot of those guys. A lot of these guys are working their ass off.
Right.
And just like they said in the movie, some of the police officers are only getting... And this is New York. Specifically New York, because if it was in Massachusetts, you at least have to get $39,000 to $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers were working for $20,000.
Let's put it into the real part, though.
Okay.
They're in Brooklyn, New York, in the worst section, which is the Brooklyn Projects, which... has the highest crime rate of the worst sector. Everything's higher.
And I do have to say, like, Antoine Fuqua, there were a couple of elements here and there in the storyline that kind of stole from Spike Lee.
What sense?
Well, with the whole racism thing and the fuck the police
motif
to it.
That added to it. Because now, there's certain scenes with Richard Gere and a convenience store that you could see. You know, the people were there, and it led into all of it.
Right. But when it comes with, like, the cops killing, like, the very smart, intelligent, like, African-American sort of thing, it sort of reminded me too much of, like, near the end of Do the Right Thing.
Well, you do know that when they were doing this, that really happened.
Yeah.
And they, apparently from now, I don't know if it's true or not, I read it online, that one of the guys that was writing it was his nephew that was killed by the cop, and he was the honor student, but it didn't happen that exact way, that I guess the kid was caught in the crossfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wanted to put his, you know, take that pain and just put it out there. Yeah. And that's why the guy wrote it in, is because it actually truly happened to his family.
The other thing that I was noticing with the directing attributes to it is that there was this mirror effect. Like, he used mirrors like a motherfucker. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Especially with Richard Gere walking into his, like, little...
I think he was trying to show, like, the reflection of the cops reflecting on their own lives. A sort of metaphor like that.
Well, I mean, you got Richard Gere, he's lonely, he wakes up every morning, he sticks a gun in his fucking mouth hoping that, like, the fucking gun will go off and blow his brains out.
But he
takes
no
a
bullets.
Sip of alcohol, and he goes off into his job before he's, like, trying to retire, and this whole setup, he's got his, like, little hooker thing on the side.
Yeah, who was that hot girl, by the way?
Not sure.
She's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
She was pretty, but it was more or less, like, at the point of, like, when he finally retires, and I mean... That is one of the saddest fucking, like, parts of the movie where he retires.
Oh, he's sitting, take everything
he's
from
sitting alone, and they're like, okay, give me a shield, give me this, blah, blah, blah. He writes off, he takes the shield and throws it into a box with the other shields.
It's like they're taking away the guy's soul.
Basically.
And hand them a piece of paper that says, you're retired.
They didn't even, you know, and that's the sad thing, they didn't even give him the gold watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was a whole, you know...
Well, at least the girl gave him a gold watch of sorts.
A beautiful watch.
Yeah.
Not some cheap little piece of crap.
But with him trying to get her to, like, leave with him, that was kind of, like, it was kind of depressing.
Yeah.
That
I felt for him.
It seemed like, dude, he could have been like, you know what, let's go to, like, somewhere really nice and tropical, Aruba, Puerto Rico, wherever, just to get the hell away from, like, you know, the whole, like, mass clusterfuck of New York. It's just, it's, like, really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that was touching. Don Cheadle dealing with his undercover work, seeing he'd always have to go meet with his buddy, fucking whoever it was there that he'd go and meet with, and then they pull in an Agent Smith out of nowhere from, like, Washington, saying, because of this whole incident with this police officer who's robbing a kid. And yeah, get this correct. A police officer robbing a kid for money.
And kills him.
And kills him. And he's a grade-A student and everything like that. And that was really fucked up.
But why? But they didn't even go into who it was, though. Because a part of me thinks...
No, they kind of did. They told the kid, they were like, here, take a look at this kid. This is a kid who was a grade-A student, blah, 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 this and that. And he got killed by that. So what they were trying to do was a political thing with that whole fact that the rookie police officer... ends up killing that kid that supposedly stole some candy or some shit.
But he had an ounce of marijuana and $400 on him. But they didn't know that at that point.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
Because of the fact that we...
He did have the money.
He did have the money, yes.
Because
he
was waving
around. He's like, dude, I got $400 on me. Why the fuck would I want to steal some candy? Why the fuck, yeah. Why the fuck would the guy blame him for that shit? I wouldn't be surprised if the motherfucker just slipped some candy in his pocket or whatever.
Hmm.
But, it like, the whole fact that when Richard Gere came into that situation, he's like... shut the fuck up! And it's like, you know, and that's the thing that gets police officers in trouble, is their mouth. Yep. I have been told that countless amount of times with these police, you know, setups, because I have actual officers teaching the classes, and he says that's the worst thing that you could do, is, like, swear. I mean, recently we had that Salem thing that happened last year, and the police officer told him to, you know, get the fuck out, get, you know... stop, you know, or get the fuck out, and then he finally just, the guy didn't leave fast enough, so he just took him and fucking slammed him on the ground and arrested his ass. But that was because there was another officer that got hurt earlier, and the guy ran away and all that other stuff, so they just didn't want to take shit. Yeah. And this actually shows, like, a good amount of stress that a lot of the officers put under. I mean, but Ben, when he popped back to Ethan Hawke, you got Ethan Hawke going through, like, the daily shit. He's like, dude, I gotta get my wife and kids out of here because there's mold growing in the house.
It was just killing his wife.
Yeah, but I still feel like there was just one too many cliches in the Ethan Hawke story. There was just, oh, I've seen this before, I've seen this happen before, I've seen this happen before in hundreds of other movies, so...
But that's the only thing is that... With that, they were showing from the aspect that, yes, because of the fact that it's been done before, or cliched, it doesn't mean that it doesn't still go on.
I know that, but they could have done it in a better way.
If everything's going to fall under a cliché nowadays, because there's been so many movies done, so many people thinking on it, and truthfully...
Hell, I was waiting for a Serpico. I thought a motherfucker would get shot in the face. I mean, with the raids that they did, they were just like, oh, no, no, they shot, you know what... That was the other scary thing, was that the fact that if these police officers that work in the Brooklyn sector and would do raids like this, and they fucking off people, like one guy even just pulled up a gun and they shot him in 2 seconds. They were like, holy shit. I was really shocked at that point.
But
for the most part, a lot of them just, like, when they do raids and shit like that, not a fucking gunshot gets fired because they're like, oh shit, where'd they come from?
Yeah.
Except for their big, the big ass vehicle that they brought in.
Man.
Dude, I wonder where they're raiding today.
Yeah. They're like, oh, where are these cops going? What do you mean cops? We just have a giant vehicle. This is emergency response.
And NYPD.
You see, that's why they need to have, like a cover for these things. Like, paint the giant SWAT thing to look like an ice cream truck or something.
Well, oh, yeah, you have a bunch of little children's chasing you.
Yeah, exactly. They used to have a setup like that, but then...
I'm a fan of the APCs, though.
Yeah.
But this movie had a really good cast, in my opinion. I mean, Don Cheadle, Wesley Snipes, Ethan Hawke, Richard Gere, and then, okay, this is somebody that a lot of people don't know about, who's flown under the radar and done a couple good movies and had a good television career. Vincent D'Onofrio. I don't know if you guys noticed him or even know who he is.
Wasn't he like the guy with Don Cheadle?
No.
Yeah, who's that? Because he was in Gone in 60 Seconds. He's been in so many movies, it's not even funny.
Okay. Remember the beginning of the movie when Ethan Hawke is in the car?
Mm-hmm.
That's Vincent D'Onofrio. Okay, he...
You mean his friend, the guy, the bald-headed guy?
The one who shoots him in the face.
Yeah, the one that he kills in the car.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he did Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, okay, I'm going old school for a minute here. Men in Black, he played the Bug.
Oh, right,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's old school, huh?
Yeah, what is?
That's back 1999.
Seven.
Oh, that's right. Number 2 came out in 99.
No, number 2 came out in 2002, after 9/11.
Dude, you're freaking creepy how you just know these facts. Dude, can't you just let me guess?
No, guesstimation.
Mr. IMDb?
Guesstimation is not good enough.
But yet, you're asking who some guy is, but you're Mr. IMDb.
Well, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens.
He's not interconnected into this fucking thing.
How do we know? He can have a cord plugged into his anus.
Don't even show me the end.
I want proof. No. We'll call up a Big Freddy to take a look.
No.
No, you got a wireless adapter up there. No.
Oh.
He runs it right up the spinal cord.
Ooh. But let's go around for grades. What would we give Brooklyn's Finest?
I give it, and this is Blonic, I give it 2 thumbs up on the aspect of the criminal justice. I felt it had like a lot of the backing on it, just like a law-abiding citizen, even though that was kind of more of a ridiculous aspect of it. But for a truth-based type style, where they came up with a story, and the actors they picked were fucking just great. So 2 thumbs way the fuck up.
This is Anvil, and I give it the same. 2 thumbs up. You know, like Blue said, just the way that they properly did it. And, you know what, some pieces were their own little FU, but it makes you feel, you know...
I mean...
Like you're there.
Yeah, there's the dark side and the light side of fucking criminal justice, and that showed basically there's the people that are the trench fucking... The guys that are in the trenches, and then there's the bureaucracy bullshit that's above it, and it can be a clusterfuck. What about you, King?
I mean,
King. No. King.
Dude, you cut me off.
No, okay. All right, fine. You go.
You know, like I was saying, you know, with myself and Blue trying to earn our shields, you know, to do this ourselves.
Seems like it's not going to happen.
But, I mean, we understand how it is because we know a lot of guys, you know, we're cops and, you know, it's hard to deal with this. And this movie actually shows it. They show the pure emotion, every single guy. I mean, Richard Gere drinks. You know, Ethan Hawke turns to God.
And they deal with the fucking rookies that come in out of nowhere. A lot of the shit with that was fucked up.
And Wesley Snipes beats up Beth Mistalls. I mean, not Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle.
So. Alright, I need to, like, really split this for, the 3 different characters. Like, with Richard.
Oh, no, just as the movie as a whole, come on.
Alright, why don't we do it this way? We'll give you the whole movie as a whole, and then we'll let you do the 3.
I guess... Let's see, 1 thumb up and 1 thumb down for the movie as a whole.
Okay.
Because, okay, I loved the Richard Gere storyline.
See, he just broke it down as a movie as a whole.
Either way.
Because, as I love the Richard Gere storyline. I kind of wish that they could have expanded that just a little bit more, because I really want to get to know more about this guy, like why he was so fucked up and why his life is so just out of order.
Yeah,
and
but like you said, that could have gone into the whole cliche thing where he wasn't home enough for his wife, or the stress from the job was affecting things at home.
Yeah, causing
him
to drink and
the sex life.
True, and then when the Don Cheadle storyline, you know, there were a couple parts where I felt I've seen this happen before in other movies, but then there are other parts where what I see is really cool, like the scene on the roof. Yep. I thought that was a great scene with him and Wesley Snipes.
Okay. Now, I know the scene you're talking about where you've seen 100 times with the way that they raided that house grabbing the kid.
Yeah.
But that's how it truly happens. You have somebody from that gang come down, you grab them, and you get that door open.
Right.
Because I know I watched the show DEA, which they follow, you know, Group 14 from the DEA, mm-hmm. and they do it. That's how it's really done.
Yeah.
They so, grab the motherfuckers, and then they basically use them and make them look like they're snitches, so it
exactly.
kind of sucks.
Yeah. And then we have, you know, Ethan Hawke's character, Sal, and just, I tried to get interested in this character. I really tried, but I just really didn't feel it from him. I really didn't have any sympathy for the guy.
I felt bad for him. I felt his emotion. I understand what he's going through, kind of.
I mean, he could have done it in a more honest way, but just the way that he was trying, he was a bit too shady for my taste.
But you know what it is? That's how it really comes down to it. If you're doing raids and there's millions of dolls laying around, and all these gangbangers have everything, you think, well, you know what? They won't miss one brick.
Yeah, like, because how he said, how he explained it, he says, dude, look at how, like, they're playing cards down the basement, they're like, look at how fucked up it is, it's like, we go and we raid, we only get, like, luckily $20,000 to $30,000 a year, and we're doing all the hard shit, and then whenever, like, we take that, they take the drug money and put it back into a supposed locker, because that's basically where it's supposed to be, but the drug money gets not put into special programs to help people get off drugs, or to help young kids get into these special programs.
Or they don't even give it to the cops themselves.
They don't. Yeah, they don't put it towards the kids.
Like, hey, here's some reward money. Here, yeah. take a break. Here, take a break. Take a break.
Good job for kicking into that door and taking out these people because they were selling drugs. That's what they should do, is give it kind of like a whole setup where, it, like, okay, let's say if you know you're selling, you know, a product. And if you do that sales thing and you get, like, a certain amount for that week or that month, you should get a fucking added-on extra fee. These motherfuckers are putting their life on the line. They're not getting any extra shit. They're just tossed into the fucking thing the next day. They're like, oh, yeah, we got another raid to do. Or, oh, shit, we don't have another raid. Just go shake down some more motherfuckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but within that aspect, Ethan Hawke's character was, you know, he was trying to get through and do it honestly, but it got to the point where he was turning to his God. I don't know if he was Catholic, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
because he mentioned the whole Catholic on Sunday thing to his daughter. But
although I think he was more treading onto an agnostic place,
well,
because
I mean,
he was like
prayed a lot.
He prayed a lot, but I think it was more of what good is this doing anyway?
Me personally, I do have to go to one thing. I love the tattoo on his back.
Yeah,
of St. Michael. I may not be a religious man, but growing up, you know, in a family with, you know, some cops, you know St. Michael. I know Blue knows the same thing as me.
Patron saint of
police officers.
Yeah.
And he had the full St. Michael's prayer with St. Michael. I mean, that was beautiful work right there. And I know it's fake, but whoever put that on there did a beautiful job.
I agree.
But the way, you know, with Ethan Hawke's characters, I actually thought, I felt him. I felt that character.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what I was trying to get back to, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I was trying to get back to on that whole fact that the money, they like they said, it goes up back up to the top of the line where they go and buy them a nice new mahogany desk. So it's like it's not put towards who, you know, should be getting it. It's getting put up through the guys that are the supposed think tank of the whole fucking operations.
Mahogany.
I love my mahogany table.
Mahogany, and not just any mahogany. Mahogany from the deep, darkest depths of hell, with trees that burn fire.
Oh, great. We're going back into Dante's Inferno here. But anyway.
No, Dragon Ball Z abridged.
I don't care.
But no, I mean, you know, the thing with me is, you look at Ethan Hawke, he's a man struggling to make his family make it, basically. You know, little money, and yet, you know, still does a pretty good job in supporting his family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know how that is. You know, we all have to make sacrifice.
Yeah, but, you know, I know you two really liked it. I was kind of...
So, more or less, what we're trying to... We're actually giving it from a three-sided setup. It's not like we're all liking this one this time, but...
Yeah.
You know what? It gives you more of an aspect of, like, what you could think about the actual story if you go and see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, it's not for everybody, but if you like a good, you know, criminal justice type, like, thriller kind of setup, or an actual, like, true, like... If you like to watch, well, not the 25th Hour, but that had a good kind of feeling to it. But
and 25th Hour. Training,
how about Training Day?
Okay, Training Day would be better.
Training Day, yeah, definitely would be a better setup for it. Because, I mean, it's basically from the same guy and along with that other movie that that was showed earlier. The one with Christian Bale there.
Oh, Harsh Times?
Yeah, Harsh Times. That's another one. It's kind of like that setup, too, but... It's in Brooklyn instead of L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just you have to pay attention to the movie, because if, you know, you even...
You know, turn it off head, or fucking not understand something for 2 seconds,
you're
fucked.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to know who they're covering at that point, because it jumps between three people all the time.
All right, on to the next motherfucking thing.
All right, let's talk about some music. And one band sent me their recent album, Eyeshine, their album Light Paper Kingdom. And it's led by Johnny Young Bosch. Now, for those of you who don't know who Johnny Young Bosch is, he played the second Black Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And he also voices a lot of really famous Japanese anime characters, like Vash the Stampede, Renton Thurston from Erica 7.
He gets around,
doesn't he? He gets around. He does. He even does some video game characters, too.
Yeah.
Well, he gets around like a $5 hooker.
But, you know what, but that shows that he's actually, like, able to do stuff. Like, there's a lot of those characters that actually came from the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And none of them have, like, a really good thing.
Good job.
Otherwise, they're in jail because of the fact they murdered people.
Death Row.
Yeah,
Death Row. He did get death.
Yeah.
Yes. The second Red Ranger.
Yeah.
He was a drifter, was with these two old people that brought him across the river.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Jeez.
And now he's on Death Row.
Yeah.
Yikes. But getting back to the album, what's really interesting about My Paper Kingdom is that during the mixing and recording of this album, two of the band members actually left the band.
Really?
So Johnny and the drummer, Maurice, had to finish the album all on their own.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. And...
What the fuck does that... You know, I just... That fights my fucking...
You know, make commitment to it.
You know, that really grinds my gears.
Oh, no, not no. Even that. You fucking bitch,
man. Hey, that episode of Finley Guy was on the other night.
Yeah.
And when I took a listen to the music, it reminded me of two bands. You know, first and foremost was Angels and Airwaves, because Johnny Young Bosch does sort of have that Tom DeLonge sort of voice to it. And the other band it reminded me was our friend, a favorite band of Sarah Carter from Evil Autumns, Shiny Toy Guns.
Right, yeah.
Well, it actually reminded me of Simple Plan. A little bit.
A little bit of a Simple Plan. And I played a couple tracks for the guys because they're having issues with their
internet. Yeah, well, I was at work and the internet wasn't going so well.
Internet and working our asses off.
Yeah, working and classes and whatever else. Just surprised I'm able to fucking awake right now.
Work and
friends.
Friends and
friends in high places.
Anyways.
The two tracks I played for the guys were Break the Clouds and Fighting. And I like Break the Clouds because it shows off the talent of the drummer Maurice, because I like the speedy drums in this song.
Speedy drums, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yes, with them speedy drums. Anyways, you can actually hear the drum set in the background, more or less, because they were able to individualize their fucking band set.
Yeah.
I mean, more or less, if you've dropped off on a couple of the people in your band, you're going to have to record everything, you know, separately. But yeah, with that, with how they were playing and how, what's his name, the ex-Black Power Ranger.
Young Bosch.
Yeah, Young Bosch. He actually has a great singing voice.
He does.
It was kind of like, I wasn't expecting that. I never expect anything until I can actually see it or actually hear it happen.
Yeah.
And this was actually very it impressed the living hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it two thumbs the way the fuck up.
I agree. Really, and there are two songs in here that I didn't have you guys listen to, and they kind of have similar themes. Never Gonna Fake It and Crush Me.
Yeah,
and
that's what she said.
Okay.
No.
Aw, dude. That was funny.
Never Gonna Fake It, it deals more about how the fans truly matter to the band, and how they would never half-ass their songs or careers.
Unless it's Seether, because seeing that they've done that song, Fake It.
Yeah. And then Crush Me deals with, like, the hypocrites that actually do go out and sell out in the worst possible way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, yeah, well, we won't sell out now. If you excuse me, we have this golden hot tub we have to go into.
Golden hot tub? Where?
Oh, the golden throne.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
But
actually, I wouldn't want a golden throne. I want one that's in a lazy boy chair.
Oh.
With a big screen TV so I can watch football.
Fuck yeah.
With a hot wind dispenser on one side and beer on the other.
But I give the band I Shine in their album, My Paper Kingdom, two thumbs up. What about you?
So, King, can I ask you a question?
What?
When we try to pull you off topic, is there any way we can actually get you to comment on it without jumping right back in?
Probably not.
Because that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah, we're trying to have one of our famous ADD moments.
That sounds like something that really interests me.
Well, considering we haven't had an ADD moment in a long while.
Yeah, we've been doing okay with that.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the month, one of our shows, you know, might be an extreme ADD show.
Two of them.
I think it's because we've been taking Ritalin.
Well, no, Jordan is the weekend of, you know, the 27th, I believe it is.
Yeah.
When you two are off at PAX East.
Yeah.
And me and possibly Shades might be recording the regular show while you guys are off at Ninja Sister and Panda doing a dual show.
But then the following week, it'll be me and Shades recording at Anime Boston.
Yes, well, me and Blue do a show.
We'll take care of the videos and we record at my house.
Right.
Or the bomb shelter. Yes. So it just, yeah, it works out that way. But what do you feel about the band?
Huh, we got ADD for a minute.
Yeah,
I'm proud. Okay, well, getting into this band, I give them two thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. They're a band that I most likely listen to again.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to say the lead singer's name, because every time I say it, I want to laugh. What's his name again?
Johnny Young Bosch.
Come on, that just sounds perverted right there. Young Bosch.
He's the Young Bosch. He's a Young Boss.
Oh, okay.
Now, let's talk about the band that you discovered.
Yeah, this band actually popped up on our MySpace, and they wanted us to go and check them out and make sure we know we get it right this time. What is it again?
Common Grave.
Common Grave. I have to say, hardcore fucking death metal fucking awesomeness.
From Germany.
From Germany. And at least we think they're speaking English because their website at the MySpace was English from what I was reading. Dude, they were fucking insane. I can only imagine the... God damn it, will you shut up? I can only imagine the fucking mosh pit of death that they create when they're doing their song.
Dude, they throw weapons in there and just... They go 300 on everybody's asses.
Basically. Or the new Spartacus. Yeah, they popped up, and I definitely have to message them and say, yeah, we're loving your stuff, and send us some more shit, because we'd like to do maybe a full review or actually an individual review and put it up as an article. I think that's what we need to start doing, is how the King does is, he's getting in the music lately, and we just do that setup.
Like the Mollus review I just did.
Yeah, but the other thing that we're really needing to do it, and I'm feeling like contacting Bus Driver and be like, you know what? We love you, Bus Driver. You know, you're a great, you know, rapper and everything like that. But we want to see what you're liking and what you're tasting for rap and stuff like that, so we could take it and review it. Because I think he has an actual he's in Australia right now.
Ooh.
He's
in Australia.
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 Kangaroo. But yeah, anyways, he's doing his shows down there right now, and he's bouncing all over around the world. It's amazing. He's doing a great job with the rap and everything like that. But so what we need from them, we're actually either MySpace or Facebook or wherever else you're hearing us from, like iTunes. We want you guys to send us a message saying, dude, you know what? I found this rapper. I like them a lot. Try it. Check it out and review it for us, because we're trying to get other musicians and all that other stuff to get, out there for the other people to listen to and see if they like it. That's basically what we want you to do, is just give us like the whole feedback, not this whole spam shit that I keep getting
from the Russians.
Yes,
from the communists.
You can send us each a personal message asking us to do it, whether it's sports, music, whatever.
Now, what were your thoughts on Common Grave?
Oh! My eyeball!
That's exactly what I thought! Blue just stole my idea. Ow, my eyeball.
I was just cleaning out some fucking junk out of my eye. I'm sorry.
Because you know what it is? The band rocked out so hard that I had to wipe my nose. I was rocking, I poked myself in the eye. No, I'm kidding. That'd be hilarious to watch, though. No, they rocked, though.
Headbanging while I poked myself in the eye. That's a new band name right there.
Or just a bad title of a really bad porno.
I poked my eye out 7.
No, you're right. I banged my head while poking myself in the eye.
Okay. What? Can't be as bad as Backdoor Sluts 20.
Oh. Hey. Those Backdoor Sluts, they just aren't looking so great anymore, are they?
Oh, no, I think one of my ex-girlfriends.
Oh! Bye, y'all.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. She never turned me down.
Okay, let's do an O for fuck's sake.
O for fuck's sake.
O for fuck's sake.
And you might have noticed we've been using the retard word during this whole episode. The reason why we're doing it is because this week, or this past week, there were these assholes.
Retards.
Retards. That are actually going to a judge and trying to bar the R word from ever being used again.
Now, I'm going to tell you my feeling on this real quick. Okay, now up in our region, we use the word retarded.
Yes.
Whatever. There's other regions that they use other things that I think people should be fighting for even more. Mm-hmm. Like looking at somebody, oh, that's gay. Well, you know what? I have a friend who is... And that's I think that's offensive.
Yeah.
I find that more offensive than the R word.
Yeah.
I find that, and I mean, was it Miley Cyrus or whoever did that?
Hillary Duff
did that commercial. It's like, oh, yeah, that shirt's so gay, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, what if everybody said that shirt, that thing is
so
such
girl wearing skirt as a shirt.
Yeah, exactly, set up in...
But you know what? I have a friend who is mentally challenged, and... He sits there, and he's like, he'll even be like, it's like, that's retarded.
And I mean, we use that, the one from the movie there with
Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon. And stuck on you, he says, dude, even I think that's retarded.
Yeah, there's the guy who was mentally challenged that was in the movie. He's like, for really smart guys, you guys are retarded.
Exactly. You know what? I don't think it's that offensive, because it's a word.
Yeah.
But when it's actually... geared to, a kind of, thing. Like, people who are, gay.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, that's gay. Well, that's offensive.
Yes.
Because, technically, we don't call somebody retarded who is mentally challenged.
No.
Because, well, that's just wrong.
Right.
The word retard or retarded is, for something really stupid.
Yeah, okay, like saying if you're like in your backyard and there's a rake on the ground and somebody's running around and steps on it, hits themselves in the face, then it'd be like, dude, you're fucking retarded. How can you fucking miss that rake?
Or, if you're like a dude, we're going to use Blue, for example.
Hi!
Who goes, let's say, to a nightclub with women from Latin America.
Oh.
Who sell themselves.
No!
And he sits there and says... I'm not gonna wear a condom.
That's retarded.
But I don't do that. That would be
nice. Using it as an example.
Let me move on to the duck, okay? Let's use a duck for example.
Okay.
Oh no.
How about Let's say a certain former president.
Oh, there you go.
Goes and says, oh, there are weapons of mass destruction in a certain part of a country that everybody knows doesn't have nuclear weapons. Dude, you're retarded.
Okay, well, I'm going to use the duck for example now.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's say the duck goes to a nightclub, and a very beautiful woman says, I think you're attractive. I want to go out with you. And he says, I'm all set. That's retarded.
Okay. I thought there was going somewhere else.
When would that ever happen?
It's possible.
No, it's possible.
If I'm currently taken, that's the only thing.
Well, then that's not retarded.
Okay,
you're
right.
Taken.
So, no, that would be smart on your part, but more or less there would be some asshole that would say, dude, you're retarded, why didn't you fucking tap that? Because of the fact that you're still fucking with somebody.
Right.
But that's the smart aspect that you didn't do it because you're a good little doobie.
Right, exactly.
Yes. But, everybody knows the anvil doesn't do anything retarded, so I can't...
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Sure, no. I can't even. I've lost so many times that you've fucking done something.
You're making it really hard for me to not tell the story.
What story?
The.
Confused for a minute.
Just do it anyways. Do it! You can do it!
The club story. The recent.
No!
Story.
No! 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 That one stays out because of certain listeners.
Oh!
Fine!
Oh!
Because I'm using hypothetical. You can't pull something real on me.
All right, well, anyway, the whole fact that there's the actual people that are getting caught up in the middle of this is the people that are mentally challenged. For the fact that they're trying to get the Special Olympics to come out and say, you know, they're using, spread the word of banning the word or some bullshit like
they're
that.
They're doing it the wrong way.
They're doing it so fucking wrong, it's not even funny.
It's more like pushing them into it's not pushing them into the spotlight, it's pushing them into a hot seat.
Yeah, I think it's one of the aspects that they're actually whispering to the kid and telling him what to say instead of...
And the spokesperson isn't even... Okay, the spokesperson is autistic, but it's not mentally challenged. He just has a couple wires crossed.
Well, more or less in those lines, it's like, and we've mentioned this on the radio show, but this was more or less the fact that it's like a beautiful mind. Like, the guy is, you know, he's one of the smarter ends of this mentally disabled, or setups, and they're trying to, say, you know, do this whole setup where they take on, you know, the mental disabilities and retardation, you know, place and try to get rid of that word out of their setup. So they're going to have to get rid of all the documents that have that on there and waste tons and tons of paper and man hours that was wasted on that.
And we'd be having to kill the rainforest because of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? Between the three of us, we probably know a few people who are autistic.
Actually, yes. I have my coworker. I asked her what did she feel about the R word, and she went, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I said, "Retard." The word retard, because her son is mentally challenged, and she felt that with all the stuff that's going on in the news and everything like that, when the Special Olympics and when she goes and brings her son to the Special Olympics, and they try to pass that out to her, she will toss it right back in their face and say, "Get it away from me."
I have a friend whose three younger siblings are all autistic,
mm-hmm.
which is just, you know, stay away from a statistical anomaly with that one. The chances of, you know, three siblings all being autistic. Mm. But, you know, I hear them throw that word out more than anybody else in the world.
Exactly.
That's retarded. You're retarded. Dude, you're retarded. It's like,
exactly.
But you go Three Stooges on it. Jesus.
Yeah. But I don't know one autistic person that believes that, you know, that word is bad.
You know, it isn't bad.
I mean, even the concept with dealing with that whole Family Guy issue with Sarah Palin. I was waiting for her to actually call Sarah Palin fucking retarded. Just because of that.
I bet you she did. Just it wasn't on camera.
Yeah, it wasn't there. It was kind of like that Mel Gibson, like, you know, dude, what an asshole for asking that question.
Dude, is Carlos Mencia used the word.
You're retarded.
Remember that episode?
Yeah, where someone actually wrote in saying they were complaining because they thought he was making fun of the disabled.
And it came out that the person that wrote in was from the Special Olympics. one of the committee members.
It's more or less the whole fact that this is one of those hurtful, insightful words, but it's used on a basis that, you know...
You're doing something really stupid.
Yeah, you're fucking stupid.
You're past the point of stupid that there's a new level,
and
that's what it is.
And like we said on the radio station on Wednesday, we felt that as a Bostonian, that is like a rite of passage of saying retard.
It's like some people's first words are retarded.
It's like, especially with us butchering the A's and the R's and everything like that, that is the word that we have to use because it explains so much.
Yes.
And especially using, I love the term fucktard.
Fucktard, yes, that's
fucktard
a good one.
Is just a brilliant aspect, and some people have gone, fucktard, what does that mean? You're fucking retarded. That's what it means. You're fucking stupid. You are dumb.
Up here in Boston, we have some really cool vernacular.
Yeah.
Vernaculars are fun.
Yeah, vernaculars are great.
And, you know, and we get to create some really cool words and...
Like our friend Sarah Carter came up with the term swick.
Yeah, I tried that at work. They actually told me I was retarded.
Well,
there you go.
Maybe it's a word that maybe women should only use.
Then. Maybe. Because we do have one woman.
No. The only ones could use it is trendsetters.
Trendsetters. Because then when it gets out there, then regular Joes can start using it. Just as long as they're not in their 50s.
At work? Come on.
You are a regular Joe.
You are a regular Joe.
No, because I'm the only one that doesn't drink Joe.
You're not Mighty Joe Young.
Oh.
I kind of look like him, though. Cute, and women love me.
Okay, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Hey, Bam Bam Bigelow's dead, dude. You can't call me a dead guy. That's retarded.
Who else is there?
That dude from Out of Sight. Jennifer Lopez and George Clooney. My mom watched that movie over and over because I look like the dude. There's a scene where he's running up the stairs, he trips, falls, and blows his brains out.
Oh, great.
My mom would actually back up over there and laugh. And there's a scene where he's actually raiding the fridge. He actually played actually, before he became an actor, he played for the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, shit.
So he was a pro football player.
Alright, we got...
Yeah. But how are we doing on time?
We are almost at the 1 hour 20 minute mark.
Okay, well, we got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, but what we're trying to say here is that the fact that if there is some kind of legislative thing or, you know, something that you could actually put into the legislation or Congress or whatever, if it gets even that far, because I doubt it will.
These people are retarded.
It does for these fucktards. Sign something to your fucking senators, your congressmen, all your fucking politicians.
I'm writing to Obama.
You can write to Obama about it too. But more or less, write to them and say, dude, this is retarded in the aspect that you've actually pushed these people with mental disabilities out into this negative, you know, hindsight of this situation that shouldn't have been brought up in the first place. I think we have more pressing issues that deal with us taking care of ourselves than a word as simple as retard.
Yeah.
You can't fucking do that. You just can't fucking do it.
Retard.
Mm-hmm. It's retarded in the fact that you have to go out to that factor of going, hey, yeah, we're dealing with a shitty, economy, but we have to go and take a fucking simple word like retard and make a big deal out of it.
And if they were to, like, ban it, we should get a word back to, as an equivalent exchange, okay?
It's a waste of our time, and it's a waste of the fucking taxpayers' money. Well, it really is. It's too much.
If this gets banned, we should find out the main person that pushed it out there and say, hey, that's so totally, and then use their name.
Yes.
So forever, they will be marked with the person that stole it from us.
Exactly. They will be used as that fucking, vernacular. We will make them into a vernacular.
Yep. Okay.
Just like that was a Deval Patrick.
Like, really, if they push this through, whoever the person that started pushing it is, the very next episode of our show will be named after them.
Yep.
Yes.
You are so, and then their name. And then we'll make sure to be like, you are so, and boom, and explain it.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea. Now let's wrap up the show. Remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, and past podcast episodes. And do not forget to write to us at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com for feedback and comments, or if there's anything that you want us to look into.
Or you can actually hit us all up at, KingBabyDuck@BostonBastardBrigade.com BlueOnyx@BostonBastardBrigade.com and me, Anvil, at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Yep, this is BlueOnyx saying, wrap it the fuck up, because we're tired of dealing with all these goddamn kids running around.
Shut up!
I had to get you on that one, but also...
Hey, it's not my kid, it's my brother's.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what? Just wrap it up in general, please. It's great to have sex, but unprotected is bad. Save us the fucking thing. Population control, everybody.
No, he just used one of those free condoms that the truck hands out.
Spay and neuter your pets. I mean, people.
Brothers.
Yes, brothers. And relative of individuals that you think should not have kids. Just because. Just as the Mencia put it. A D and a D. When their kid comes out, it's a D. D. So, more or less, you can also get us on MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We're also on Facebook with our group, but we do not have a Facebook official page yet because they're still fighting on the fact that bastard is a bad word. We're going to have to fuck up somebody on that one.
Yes.
Because the fact is whenever you try to use bastard on anything, it's considered a bad word. I can't even put bastard on fucking Xbox Live. I put Boston and then B with a... fucking, no, I can't.
Ampersand.
No, I put the at sign from fucking emails, and then yes. Bastard Brigade, because, and then I'm waiting for them to, like, come down on me about that shit. So I fucking dare you, motherfucking Xbox Live. But anyways, I feel that you should go and, you know, just check us out, contact us, hit us up somehow, and we'll get back to you probably sooner than you think, because the fact is, if you contact us, we will be like, thank you for doing this, blah, 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 we love you, and we'll send you a shirt or something, just because. When we get them.
Yeah. No, we'll send them a shirt. We didn't say anything beyond
it.
And don't forget to check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love, just like you show us love.
They're hot!
And remember, though, support your local artists and support your local organizations out there trying to do good.
All right, wait, let me...
Don't be retarded.
Let's restate that. Support your local great artists, because of the fact there are some artists that should just never fucking be out there.
Like,
is that right, Kurt Vile?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt Vile.
You stole Kurt Vile out of my mouth, thank you.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Wanak.
This is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Retarded.
Retarded.
You are retarded.